Now, for every 100 children, at least one will be diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. What this can mean is that they might have a struggle communicating, they might be how they act in their environment, and it can be very, very different from the norm. The causes of incidences of autism has been linked repeatedly to genetics. However, researchers from the Queensland Brain Institute announced yesterday a link has been discovered between the disorder and a pregnant woman's intake of a particular vitamin. To tell us more, please welcome Dr. Anna Vinkhausen, who contributed to the study at the at the Queensland Brain Institute. Dr. Anna, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily. Now, firstly, can you tell us exactly what you've identified in your research?
Yeah, we identified a strong link between mothers that were vitamin D deficient during the pregnancy and their children's autistic behavior.
Right. Okay. How exactly was the study conducted?
So we studied 4,000 children and their mothers.
Right.
And we measured vitamin D during the pregnancy of the mothers at two time points, actually, halfway to pregnancy, 20 weeks, and also at time of birth. And then we tested autistic behavior in the children when they were about 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we looked at whether the children had trouble in keeping up with the flow of normal interaction with other children, or whether they were able to understand the meaning of other people's tone or voice or facial expressions. And it was clear that overall, that children from mothers who were vitamin D deficient during their pregnancy had more difficulty in understanding social interactions and social emotions.
Right.
And they were also more likely to show stereotypical behavior for autism, such as hand flapping or rocking, and have more trouble than other kids in changing in routines.
Right, okay. Now, we know vitamin D, we get that from the sun. Is it just as simple as pregnant women sort of need to get outdoors and get into the sun? Is that right?
Yeah, that could be a way to increase your levels of vitamin D, but that's obviously not a very smart thing to do, especially in Australia where the UV rates are that high.
Absolutely, with that big old hole in the ozone.
I would discourage actually women to go out in the sun. Rather, I would encourage them to take supplements because they're safe and cheap and very easy way actually for women to maintain healthy levels of vitamin D.
Okay. Are there any foods that have got vitamin D, high in vitamin D?
Yeah, there are fatty fish like tuna and salmon and some fruits and vegetables. But this is actually to a much lesser extent contributing to healthy levels of vitamin D. So it's mostly sun. That's the natural source of vitamin D. But as I said, that's not a very good thing to do, especially in Australia.
So go
for the supplements.
Yeah. Now, it might be the simpler way, I think. There's a lot of fake news out and around sort of autism, such as a rumor about that immunizations cause it. Can you understand why some people might be apprehensive about this announcement?
I do. And just to get back to the vaccine theory, that's a very worrying observation. It was based on a study that was published in The Lancet a couple of years ago, but that study has been retracted because it was based on fake data, on fraudulent data.
Okay.
So that's very dangerous, actually, in the community, because we need a substantial proportion of the children to be vaccinated. But that's not my field of expertise. But I do understand that people worry about another study showing another factor that is related to vitamin D, or sorry, to autism. We know that autism is largely genetic, but there's a lot of factors that do contribute to the development of the disorder.
Okay, what are they?
Vitamin D might, there's various options that might be related to the immune system. And that might be a way that vitamin D is associated to development of the disorder.
Okay.
We know that vitamin D or lack of vitamin D disrupts a healthy brain development in young children, maybe through vitamin D that controls calcium levels in the blood. That's very biological. But it certainly disrupts a healthy brain development.
Right, okay. Well, you mentioned vitamin D. Are there any, taking vitamin D supplements, I should say, are there any other sort of preventative measures that you might recommend to pregnant women out there?
For autism?
For autism, yes.
No, not really. No,
okay.
No.
All right, well, thank you very much.